Welcome to Audio Journal's Radioactive Theater, producing quality dramas for our listening audience. We are happy to present Exit Laughing, a comedy by Paul Elliott, a respected television writer and screenwriter. Exit Laughing premiered in 2013 and deals with an unusual topic, when the biggest highlight in your life for the past 30 years has been your weekly bridge night out with the girls. What do you do when one of your foursome inconveniently dies? Our characters include Rachel Ann, played by Nicole Spadafino, Connie, played by Katherine Thornton, Leona, played by Jane Grady, Millie, played by Lorraine Mason, and Bobby, played by Bill Mercado. The scene is Connie's living room on a warm summer night. That you, Rachel? Goodness, Rachel, are you okay? Oh, honey, don't leave your books. Not today. Leona and Millie are coming. What are you doing home so early?
I got stood up.
What?
Don't ask.
Honey, I'm your mama. I'm supposed to ask.
I got stood up.
I got that part. It's the who, the what, and the where I'm waiting for.
And don't pick up the books. Just leave them there as a monument to everything stupid. Stupid men. Stupid me.
What have you got to be stupid about?
For putting myself out there? For thinking I might finally get a boyfriend?
Oh, come on, Rachel. You're a beautiful young girl with lots of personality.
Lots of what? Personality? That's like describing a girl as one step above psycho. And look at me. I look like Medusa. And these eyebrows, they're like two yetis mating.
Oh, Rachel, stop being so dramatic.
I'm supposed to be dramatic. I'm a theater major.
On stage, not off. And come here. You're a beautiful young woman.
Oh, yeah, but you have to say that. You're my mother.
Well, it's true, even if I am.
Stood up. Deserted. Left behind. Mom, I'm going to end my life just like you.
Excuse me?
Never going out, never dating, all alone.
I do go out. To the grocery store. And I've got you. I wouldn't call that alone.
But what about a man?
What about a man?
When was the last time you actually had a date? I'll bet it hasn't been since Dad left us, and that's been over...
I know how long it's been. And trust me, if you'd been married to your father, you'd understand why I'm not in that big a rush.
But 15 years?
Oh, I'm a slow healer. There are worse things than being alone.
Name one.
Aside from your father? Constipation. I don't know. It was just the first thing that came to my mind, Rachel. I'm sorry you got stood up. Whoever he was, he doesn't know what he's missing.
Well, I know what I'm missing. A life. I feel like locking myself in my room and never coming out.
Oh, come on, honey. You're not 16 anymore. And it's not the end of the world.
Maybe it's not for you, but for me, I don't see any long line of guys beating down my door trying to take my virginity.
I thought we decided that was a good thing.
When I was 12, yes, but that was 10 years ago.
You know, I don't think I'm old enough to have this conversation.
I didn't say give it up, Mother, but I sure as heck would like somebody to try to take it for once. I feel like I'm in a college of raging, rutting hormones, and nobody even sniffs in my direction.
Well, maybe you bathe more than most.
This is not a laughing matter. I don't see anything funny about being a loser, or not being a loser, depending on how you look at it. I was really excited about tonight. He was cute. He was smart. He was...
I'm sorry.
I even bought a new dress.
Was it pretty?
Who cares if it was pretty? It's going to hang there in my closet for the rest of my life, rotting like something out of Great Expectations. And it's all your fault.
Honey, what did I have to do with anything?
You're my mother. I have to blame somebody.
Well, don't blame me. I was at the funeral home all day.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. How was it?
Not what you'd call a barrel of laughs.
How are Miss Leona and Miss Millie taking it?
Who can tell? We're all sort of numb. They're stopping by. What are you doing with Miss Mary's cat?
I'm taking Butterbutt to my room. We've both been left alone in the world to fend for ourselves.
I know the feeling.
I guess it's been a cruddy day all around.
I don't think black is my color.
Give it to me, then. Today I feel as old as you. Well, you know, it just burns me up. If I ever hear the name Bobby again in this house, I think I'll die.
Bobby?
Mom, why don't you just rub salt in my wounds while you're at it?
Rachel, I'm sorry. I just didn't know that name.
Well, you won't ever hear it again. That name is banned forever.
Okay, okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Oh, will you get that? It's probably the girls.
With my luck, it's probably a mugger. That's the way my day's been going.
Is it Leona or Millie?
No, it wasn't them.
What?
Never mind, nobody was there. Story of my life.
God, I need a drink.
Help yourself.
You look like crap.
Good, I feel like crap.
Oh, I forgot the cookies.
I don't think we're going to feel like eating any.
Right. You can't drink cookies. What's that, a pile of books?
What? Oh, Rachel's monument to stupid men.
Maybe she ought to try for someone taller.
She's just depressed.
Oh, join the club. At least now I'm saved. Where's there a glass? Rum? Is this all you've got? Rum? Nobody drinks rum.
Sorry, I'm sure there's something else in the kitchen. Behind the bread box.
Even I don't drink rum. A lush has to have some dignity. And I know that's what you call me behind my back. A lush.
I never do that.
Well, she did. Mary.
Well, Mary said a lot of things she didn't necessarily mean. Oh, come on, Leona. Don't drink so fast.
Oh, now you're sounding like Mary.
Well, maybe she was right.
Well, yeah, but now she's dead. Damn her.
It's not like she did it on purpose.
Well, she did it anyway.
We knew it was just a matter of time. I just didn't realize what it would feel like when it happened.
And could you believe the funeral home? I thought Mary said she didn't even have any living relatives.
Maybe she didn't consider trailer trash living.
I never saw any of them visiting her or heard Mary speak of them.
And suddenly, after all these years, they're in control. They're going to bury Mary just because she's dead.
And she didn't want to be buried.
I know.
And we promised, the three of us.
I know.
Spread my ashes over the most beautiful places you can find. We promised.
I just want to scream or cry or be sick.
Or get drunk.
Could everything get so screwed up?
At least you got her cremated.
Thank God I had that in writing. I swear two of those vultures would have dumped her straight from the hospital into the ground if they could have gotten here any sooner. They're complaining about the cost of the funeral home.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it now. Legally, they're holding all the cards.
I'd like to tell them what they can do with the cards. Oh, that's got to be Millie. It's not locked. Millie, for crying out loud, it has a doorknob.
But my hands were full.
What did you bring? Oh, hopefully more liquor.
Not exactly.
How not exactly?
Let me guess. I feel Mary. Don't tell me. I feel...
Mary.
Oh, my God. It is Mary.
What?
Mary.
Mary? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. How did I end up with this thing? Oh, oh.
Just put her down. Anywhere.
No, ick.
Oh, stop acting so silly.
I'm not acting silly, Millie. I've always made it perfectly clear at the beauty parlor. I don't do dead people.
But Leona, we're not at your beauty parlor, and it's not just any dead people. It's Mary.
Excuse me. If she is in that urn, she is dead people.
Millie, what's she doing here? How did...
Well, it is bridge night.
What?
She's dead. Well, you don't have to be so ugly about it.
What's ugly about calling a frizzy perm a frizzy perm, or in the case of a corpse, a corpse?
I'm not asking you to fix her hair.
She's cremated. She doesn't have any hair.
Well, let me tell you this about that. The way you're acting, I wouldn't ask you to fix her hair anyway. And I thought you were her friend. I thought you'd want her here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I am her friend. Was her friend. But she's dead.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How did you get her?
Connie is asking... in her simple but not wanting to offend anyone way is, where the crap did you get Mary?
Oh, I just picked her up. It was my day to carpool.
But the funeral home is closed, locked.
Well, I did sort of have to break a window.
You what?
Well, it was just like on television, you know, where you take a rock and, you know, and tap it. Well, Maybe a couple of times. But then it was easy. Well, it really wasn't that easy. It'd been easy if I'd broken the pane right over the lock, but I broke the one.
Oi, we get the picture.
So I had to reach, but the door just clicked open.
What possessed you?
Well, you two were so upset, and I thought since it was bridge night...
But Mary is dead.
So?
You stole Mary's body from the funeral home.
I didn't steal her. I just picked her up. I mean, they're going to bury her tomorrow. I thought breaking the window would be easier than having to dig her up next week.
Now, Millie, I know your car doesn't always run with a full tank, but even you know you don't dig up bodies and you don't steal bodies. And if you do, you don't bring them to my house. What if Rachel finds out? How do I explain? Guess who Millie dug up for bridge tonight?
I didn't dig her up. And you wouldn't have wanted to leave her there in that funeral home all alone on her last night, would you?
No, of course not. But here?
Fine. Then we'll play bridge all by ourselves. Won't we, Mary?
Wait. You're still going into my living room.
Well, that is where we play bridge, isn't it? Oh, look, Mary. Connie's got a new lamp.
Leona, do something.
What do you want me to do? I still have Mary on my hands.
You don't have any Mary on your hands. She's in the urn.
Well, what if they spilled some of her on the outside?
They didn't spill any Mary.
Mom, are you okay?
I'm okay.
See, I just had my nails done.
I didn't spill anything. I was just... Never mind. Just go wash your hands. But not in the kitchen sink.
What are you suggesting? The washing machine?
Millie, dear, how can I put this to you so that you'll understand? Even in your world, it's a no-no to break into a funeral home and steal a body.
Oh, Connie, don't be silly. I didn't steal her. I just asked if she wanted to go to bridge night.
Don't tell me she answered. I don't want to know. Oh, my God. What are we going to do when the police start looking for the body?
Well, maybe we'll get lucky and they won't notice.
When they dig that hole tomorrow and there's nobody to put in it, they're going to notice.
Then you'll just have to get her back before then.
Me? What about you?
Me? I'm not touching anything.
Millie, did anybody see you when you, picked up Mary?
I don't think so.
Look, Millie, about Mary. I know it's bridge night, but...
She's my partner, and I always bring her.
Well, you can keep telling them that as they cart you off to prison.
Don't pick on Mary. I don't know why you're getting so upset. It was almost like she was asking me to bring her.
I know you hear voices, Millie. I don't think this is what she had in mind.
Is this what you had in mind, Mary? You stuck in that thing there?
Stop it. Stop it, both of you. All three of you. I know you're egging them on in there. You always did.
Don't pick on Mary.
Yeah, she wasn't egging me on. I wish she was.
I know. Me too.
Me too.
Okay, it's unanimous. We all miss Mary.
I'd just like to know how they got all of her into that little vase. I mean, even folding her arms, I don't know how she fits. Well, I don't.
Millie, for crying out loud, they cremated her.
You mean that's all that's left? That's everything? Even her favorite golden loop earrings?
What would she want with those earrings?
Well, she never went anywhere without them. Maybe we can stuff them in that... Whatchamacallit.
Oh, my God. The whatchamacallit. Quick. Honey?
Oh, hi, Mom. Where'd you put my school books?
I'm not sure. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Better? I'm fine. I decided depression is just a waste of time, so no more depression.
Good for you.
Why be depressed? When I can get revenge.
Well, I guess we just have to take it in steps.
Is something wrong?
Don't ask.
No, it's okay, Miss Millie. Nothing's wrong.
That's nice.
Nothing except some jerk stood me up tonight.
No, honey, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there. I was. He stood me up. Our first date, and I really didn't even want to go with him. I had forced myself, trying to be nice, showing pity, and he stood me up. So I didn't have to go after all. I guess you could say, lucky, lucky, lucky me.
Then that's nice, I guess.
You want to know what his name is? Bobby. Bobby A-hole Grayson. See, Mom? I can say it now. Bobby.
Well, that's...
I ask you, Miss Millie, what kind of grown man has a name like Bobby? An idiot, that's who.
Well, with a middle name like A-hole, I'm not surprised. You'd think his parents would have been...
And do I ever have to see him again? No? Yes. That's the rub. He's in almost every one of my classes. Every one. He's a psychology major. I'm a minor. Go figure. Well, I'd like to show him some psychology. I'd like to beat the crap out of
Rachel?
Him.
Rachel?
But I won't. I'm deeper than that. I know how to meditate. Home. Home. Deep breathing in. Deep breathing out. See? All gone. First comes disappointment, then anger, then revenge. The fun part.
Honey, I think maybe you need a few more steps in your program.
Like 12?
Don't be silly. I'm just looking for a book. A book, a book, a book, a book. Ah, there it is. The American Medical Guide to Home Care. I'm sure I saw a chapter in here on poisons.
Rachel Ann, this is not funny.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. Just because you read about poison doesn't mean you're going to poison someone, usually. Mom?
Yes?
Mom?
Let me explain.
I'm listening.
Well,
what is that hideous thing?
Well, it's not actually...
Oh, yes, it is. It is hideous. A piece of junk. Junk. I thought we had a deal. No more garage sales. They always see you coming. You've got sucker written all over you. What did they tell you it was, an antique?
Oh, it's not that.
What do you expect to use it for? Cookies? Candy at Halloween? It's certainly ugly enough. I wouldn't use this urn to bury my worst enemy in.
Rachel, don't look!
What?
Well, you see, Millie sort of...
Mary made me do it.
Oh, my God. Is this Miss Mary?
Oh.
Mom, what is she doing here?
It's not exactly what you think.
Mom?
Or maybe it is.
As you always say, cut to the chase, get to the show and tell.
Okay, it is Mary.
Oh! My
if you're going to act like Yona, I'm not going to tell you. You see? Calm down. You see, Millie?
It was her
Millie
night
was...
to carpool.
What has carpooling got to do with that thing over there?
Oh, come on. Thing? Didn't I teach you better than that? If you can't say something nice, don't
Mom,
say anything.
Mom, I'm not Bambi, and that's an urn. An ugly one. A really butt-ugly
you know,
urn.
Connie,
and what I want...
She's right.
About what?
About the butt ugly. It's really, really not Mary at all. The colors are so wrong.
Well, I didn't pick it. Those tacky relatives did, and I'm sure they picked the cheapest one they could. My God, didn't you see how they were dressed? I didn't know there was that much spandex left in the world.
We're not talking fashion here. We're talking, what is Mary's dead body doing in our living room?
Well, it's not really a dead body.
She means it's not really a body. It's ashes. And while theoretically
it might... Mary, she's dead. And if she's dead, and in that, she shouldn't be here, body or no body.
Now, on that last part, we're all in agreement.
I'm not looking for consent here, just answers.
Okay, it's very simple. You see, Millie just got confused. More confused than usual. Anyway, we're taking her back.
When?
Soon.
How soon?
Soon.
That's not soon enough. Oh, my God. Does anybody know you have her?
Well, not exactly.
How not exactly?
No, not at least. Not yet. Maybe.
Oh, that makes me feel a whole heck of a lot better. Do you realize that if the police find out, you could get arrested?
It has fleetingly crossed my mind.
Fleetingly?
Rachel... I know you want to help, but I'm a grown woman. I'll handle it. Don't know how yet, but I'll handle it. You just go back upstairs.
Oh, I'm not going up there with that down here. Don't you know anything about horror movies?
This is not another psycho, and I'm not alone. Leona and Millie are here. We're talking to Miss Mary here. It's not like she's going to pop out and go, boo.
Oh, my God. She really wouldn't do that, would she?
It was just a statement, Millie, not a prediction. Rachel, if it bothers you so much, just go out. Visit a friend. See a movie. We'll take care of it. It's an urn. It's just an urn. Just another... But ugly old urn, and since you don't want it here, by the time you get back, it won't be here. She'll be back where she belongs, ready to be buried. Not that she wanted, but buried because some stupid-ass relative...
Mother!
Never mind, I promise. She'll be back where she belongs. Please, just go out and enjoy yourself.
Am I the only one who thinks this is crazy?
No, but it's not crazy. Just a little mixed up. Something we can all laugh at years from now. Maybe.
Look at this face, Mother. I'm not laughing, and I'm not leaving.
Rachel, please. I'm sure you have things to do.
Things to do? I just got stood up. Me committing suicide can wait. This can't. Do you have any idea how many years they can put you three away for this? For stealing a body? Well, neither do I really, but I can Google it. But what do you look for? Body snatching? This really sucks, Mom. You know it. I could be scarred for life. You know that. What's next? Police all over the yard shouting, throw down your guns. You don't have guns, do you?
No, of course not.
Because if you do, just shoot me now. Shoot me now. Oh, God. Oh, no. Look, we've just got to stay calm.
Oh, dear. She means well. A little emotional at times.
Emotional? That girl's on her own private roller coaster.
At least she's trying to help, and she's right. The police could come knocking at the door any minute.
In that case, I suggest another drink. Never like to go to jail unless I'm fully loaded.
Well, what's that?
A drink? A drink is something you pour out of a bottle and into my stomach, preferably over ice.
No, shh! What's that?
What?
It's the police. Oh, my God, it's the police.
I don't hear anything.
I do. They're beeping.
Police cars don't beep.
This one does.
Oh, for goodness sake, Millie, it's your cell phone. Just answer it.
What if it's the police?
The police aren't going to call you. They're going to break down the door.
Oh, my God.
Millie, I wasn't being serious.
Well, you should be serious. What if Rachel's right and they do arrest us? I would just die of humiliation.
Millie, honey, if you haven't died of humiliation before now, getting arrested ain't gonna do it.
But I'm not wearing clean underwear.
Millie, clean underwear is for accidents, not for being arrested.
Are you going to answer that phone, or do I have to rip it out of your hands and stomp it into a million pieces?
Goodness, look who's Miss Touchy today. Millie, answer the phone!
Now you're both yelling at me.
Then answer the phone.
But what if it's Mary?
Mary's dead.
But what if she's calling from, up there?
Oh, for goodness sakes, give me that. There.
You hung up on Mary.
It wasn't Mary.
Millie, this is not a horror movie. There is no Mary. Mary's gone bye-bye. Understand? She's gone-o, caputo, finito, guano. Oh, I think that last one may be something like bat poop.
I'm going to tell Mary.
She's right there in that urn. Be my guest. Now, can I get on to something serious, like drinking myself into a stupor? I may need another bottle. My hands are still shaking. Millie, for crying out loud, you've got over 200 unanswered calls on this thing.
Is that why it's always beeping?
Where the hell do you keep the rest of your liquor?
Try the freezer. Or maybe behind the cookbooks? Or the spice rack? Under the counter with the laundry detergent?
What about mixers?
In the laundry hamper. But I don't think you should be drinking so much.
From a woman who's got a complete liquor store hidden in her kitchen?
Well, it beats smoking. I'm serious, though. You shouldn't be drinking so much. You're just upset. We all are. We just need to think of this as an adventure.
I don't like adventure.
Well, you should have thought of that before you broke into the funeral home and brought Mary here.
But that was just carpooling. I thought it was what she wanted. She loved our bridge group.
I know she did.
It was probably the only thing that kept it going. For all these years, she kept us laughing.
Leona, it'll be all right.
No, it won't be all right. It'll never be the same.
No, I know it won't. I just keep saying it, wishing it were true. I guess you don't realize how much you depend on someone until after they're gone. I could always talk to her.
You can still talk to me.
I know, but...
It's not the same. I know. But I'm here.
Me too.
Connie, I was just thinking.
Oh, this ought to be good.
You know how you always said Mary never did anything without a purpose?
Yeah.
What if she died on purpose?
Nobody dies on purpose, Millie.
But you always said...
She wasn't referring to dying.
I'm just saying, maybe she planned all this. Maybe she knew we'd steal her body. Maybe...
Maybe you've got more screws loose than even we figured out you had. And where do you get this wee crap? It was you who stole the urn. Yes, Mary, another drink. I'm saying it before you, your little Sir Echoes here can say it for you. Cheers. Damn.
Come on, Leona, we'll be fine. She just got sick.
But we got old.
We're not old. At least not that old.
I don't even remember being young.
Sure you do.
My mother would have called this dying on the vine. God knows that's what she did. Now look at me, just like my mother.
Come on, Leona, you're not anything like your mother. You still have that tingle of youth in you.
Maybe you do, but me, I haven't tingled in... Hell, I can't even remember when. It's been that long.
But come on, Leona, it's just a bad day. We can't give up.
Why not? I'm at the point where if I have one more facelift, my navel will be on my chin. And my breasts, I swear to God, I've seen cow patties with more appeal.
Oh, stop being ridiculous, Leona. Your breasts don't look like cow patties.
Of course not. They aren't that big.
Thank you, Millie. You've just made my day.
What's that?
What?
That package. What do you think it could be? I don't think you're going to believe it.
What?
Special delivery.
From who?
From Mary. What?
What?
What is
what?
It?
What?
Dinkler's Bakery? Unfreaking believable.
Whoa. Dead refreshments.
They're not dead refreshments. They're from Dinkler's.
Yeah, but a dead person sent them.
Oh, so it seems. So, what does someone send you from beyond the grave? Ooh, spooky.
If this is gonna gross me out, I don't want to know.
Relax. It's what she always brought. Lemon tarts, raspberry truffles, gingerbread, and... Oh, my God, that witch.
What? Oh, don't tell me. What?
She just did this to tick me off.
What?
Double chocolate devil's food surprise. She's just jerking my chain like she always did. One last time. How many times are you going to lose those same 30 pounds, Leona? Why don't you just forget that diet, enjoy life, and eat one of my cookies? You witch. And here it is. One of her cookies.
Well, it was her week. I wonder which of us will be next.
It's not a race, Millie. But if you two feel free to...
Oh, please, thanks. Put the curse of death on us.
Not a curse, just a suggestion. I mean, I'm obviously too young to even consider it.
Wasn't Mary a year younger than you?
Damn, isn't it awful when you realize you're the senior generation?
At least you have a younger generation to leave behind. When Millie and I go, that's it. End of the line.
It's not the end of the line. You're not dead yet. There's plenty of life out there.
Wasn't it nice how many came to pay their respects, but most just came and left?
Well, it was just a viewing.
And there wasn't a heck of a lot to view. That urn was the tackiest thing I ever saw. It's not Mary at all. She'd die if she knew what they put her in. And that jerk at the funeral home kept mispronouncing her last name. How could McDougal become McDonald?
At least he got the first name right.
Oh, come on, Millie. It's pretty hard to screw up Mary. She'd have probably found it all funny.
Yeah, she'd have died laughing. I mean, if she wasn't already dead.
Okay. Since we're all together again one last time, Maybe playing cards wouldn't be such a bad idea. What do you think, Mary? Huh? Huh? Ah, good.
Leona, I keep wondering if maybe this was all my fault. On the way home, I just hated the thought of leaving Mary there all by herself. Maybe I psychically pushed Millie into stealing the urn.
Oh, come on, Connie. You have to have a brain to be psychically pushed. We're talking Millie here. Millie, what's Mary doing on the table?
What do you mean? She's always been my partner.
I know, but Mary's dead. Don't you think we'd play better if...
No, she's my bridge partner. When we play canasta, she's your partner. Poker, Connie. But tonight is bridge night, so she's mine. Just because we always beat you...
Millie, I don't think she's going to be playing up to par this evening.
You're right. Not without her Dr. Pepper.
Millie, she's dead.
But I always got her a full glass with ice.
Earth to outer space. Mary is dead.
Then maybe just a small one this time. She always said it perked her up.
It's going to take a hell of a lot more than that to pick her up this time, Millie.
That's terrible. I can't believe I didn't say that.
Well, it's true.
I sometimes worry about Millie. When Alzheimer's hits, how will we know?
Who could that be? Let me take a peek. Whoa.
Oh, good God, Connie, what's wrong? What's wrong?
The police!
Oh.
Oh, my God. Quick, sit back down and don't admit to anything. Everybody act natural. Don't collapse, Millie. Not that natural.
Oh, my God, Mary. Oh, put that urn under the table. For once, act normal. Play cards.
How's this?
What the?
Shh!
You're gonna have to answer the door, Connie. It's not going away.
I'm coming!
Ma'am, I'm Officer Grayson, and I'm with the police department.
Whoa.
I surrender! Don't shoot!
Whoa.
I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am, but we've had a complaint.
A complaint?
A complaint.
A complaint?
A complaint?
A complaint?
A complaint? What sort of complaint?
Are you the owner of this house?
Yes.
May I come in, please?
Please? I guess so. I mean...
Are you Miss Connie Harland?
Yeah.
Then you're the one.
The one?
According to my report, there has been a complaint.
Complaint? Me? I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't take this anymore. I surrender.
What?
Nothing. Don't mind Millie. She just babbles. Oh, babbling Millie, we call her.
You never call me that. Ouch, that hurts.
Excuse me, Officer...
Grayson.
Grayson, Officer Grayson. What is it I'm supposed to have done?
Well, did you know a Miss Mary McDougal?
Yes, but that doesn't mean I had anything to do with...
Look, I don't know what this is about, but there must be some mistake. Connie hasn't done anything, and nobody has the right to complain about whatever she's done.
Leona?
That she hasn't done.
Oh, your name came into it, too.
Me? Mine? Well, why would my name come into it?
And you, too.
Wait. Wait a minute. Let me explain. It was all a silly misunderstanding. You see, Millie sort
of... The complaint was signed by a Miss Mary McDougal.
Mary?
According to this report, she said you've all been bad. Real bad. And I'm here to make you feel real good.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Hey, what's going on?
Which one of you ladies wants to be first?
Me!
Whoa!
I didn't wear any clean underwear.
Then you can use mine.
I need a cigarette.
You don't even smoke.
I want to stop.
I really want to stop.
Oh, just, oh, you are so many, young man.
Take it off.
I am old enough to be your sister.
I don't have a sister, so come on, sexy lady.
Oh, my God, no, man.
Stop that. I said stop that. I'm going to give you 5 minutes.
Wait till they hear about this at the Snippin' Herd.
I'll never tell.
So I want to know, but I will.
Trust
me. By the time I finish, the three of us are going to be the most talked about girls in town.
You're in great luck. I think I found the slip. Mom? What the hell is going on in here? I leave for 5 minutes and now you're having an orgy?
No. Quite not an orgy. No. Rachel, let me explain.
Wait, explain? Who the hell do you think you are? And what do you think... Bobby? Bobby Grayson.
Bobby?
Bobby who?
Rachel? Oh, my God.
You jerk.
That Bobby.
What were you doing?
Well, honey, you told us to stay put, and this is put.
He better not have put. What in the hell were you doing with my mother?
He was dancing. Here, show her on me. I want more.
Millie, I don't think this is the time.
More of what?
Nothing, honey. He was just dancing.
I could see that. So this is why you stood me up?
I didn't stand you up. I told you something important had come up.
Come up?
He wasn't doing anything wrong, honey. Mary sent him.
Mary?
Yeah, and you know Mary. With her, there was always a catch.
And we got caught.
Mom, I'll talk to you later. But for right now, don't you think it's about time you put on your whatevers and got lost?
Oh, don't go. The night just started. I thought you always wanted me to get a life. Well, this is life.
I didn't mean that kind of life.
Well, it's a heck of a lot more exciting than the one I've been living. Now, who could use a cup of coffee?
Mother?
You want something stronger? I'll even share mine.
Coffee would
Don't you dare. I don't want to ever see you again.
Oh, grow up, Rachel. You're not 10 anymore. It was just a little fun.
You're my mother. You're not supposed to have fun.
Well, thank you for spelling that out.
I didn't mean for it to come out like it sounded. You know it. If you'd walked in and found me with some half-naked man, you'd be climbing the wall right now.
Because I'm your mother, and wall climbing is my job. But lately, I just like a little excitement in my own life again. I can't believe I'm even saying
but
this.
But, Mom, a stripper? Don't you find that depressing?
Nope, I don't find that depressing.
Depressing can be good. It can. When I get depressed, I just laugh it off. Like that.
Oh, in your case, I think it's called bipolar.
Oh, don't be silly. I've never been to Alaska. I was just trying to make a point.
And it was a good one, Millie. We had fun tonight. I had fun tonight. I really did. So please don't ruin it, Rachel. Coffee, right, Bobby?
I appreciate it. I usually don't...
I'll bet you don't.
Look, I think you've got this all wrong.
You're standing here in front of my mother.
And her best friends.
And her best friends with you almost naked.
Look, I'm sorry. It's a job for crying out loud. Well, actually, it was more like a promise. I promised Miss Mary when she passed that I'd... Well, this. I didn't know it was your mother. It was simply a job.
Well, it was my mother, and I'm ticked off. I even bought a dress. I don't even know you. All day, sitting in my classes and Mr. Studmuffin by night.
First of all, they are not your classes. I'm a paying student there, too.
Studmuffin? Huh?
Well, at least I'm not the one who sits there every day spouting all that feminist bull.
Feminist bull? Get out of this house.
Gladly.
Oh, come on, Rachel. Don't you think you're overreacting?
Overreacting? I come in here and find my ex-date. No, not even that. This Neanderthal.
Now, wait a second. That's all I'm going to take from
Well, it's not like I was actually touching anything. My blasted hands were blocked by the arms of the chair.
Mother!
How many was that for coffee?
I'm fixed, both figuratively and practically.
I'm not believing this. What has gotten into you all? You, get out of my house.
Rachel, honey, you can't throw a policeman out of your house.
He's not a policeman, Miss Millie, and you know it.
I don't think she cares.
You just didn't get here in time for the fun part.
Maybe he should dance for you, too.
Never. I don't want him to dance for me. Look at him. He's revolting. Repulsive.
Methinks you protesteth too much. Somebody's got somebody's goodies.
Miss Leona, he doesn't have anything of mine.
And I wouldn't want them.
Fine, so go.
I will. Miss Harlan? Ladies, I'm sorry I caused so much trouble. Miss Mary just said you needed some stirring up.
You can stir me up any time you want.
Millie likes your stirrer.
I wasn't trying to upset anyone. Miss Mary just thought it would be fun. Said something about breaking you all out of your cocoons.
My mother is not in any cocoon.
And what would you know anything about that? When did you ever step out of your own cocoon? Hell, you're still weaving it.
You... I'm not weaving anything. Get out of this house.
Trust me, it can't be soon enough for me. I don't know why I even asked you out in the first place. I must have been crazy.
Crazy, yes. Finally something we can agree on.
Anybody seen my badge?
What?
My badge. I have to pay for it. These costumes cost money to rent.
Here it is, in my blouse.
Thank you, Miss Millie. You are one super cool lady.
If I dial 911, will you come back?
I was serious about that cup of coffee. It's already brewing.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, I was. This is my house, too. If I want to offer a man a cup of coffee, I can.
But he's not dressed.
I'm sure he can dress as well as he undresses.
Do those things go back on as easily as they come off?
Yeah, not really.
Then can I help, Millie?
No, ma'am. Thank you. This is just a costume. My real stuff's in the car.
Want one of us to go get him?
No, I can get him.
You can't! Wait, what the... Oh, my gosh. He's walking across our front yard in a banana sling bikini.
And you said you didn't notice.
Whoa.
That's a banana?
What are the neighbors going to think?
Oh, honey, who cares what the neighbors think? He's just getting his clothes.
Maybe they won't notice. It's dark.
Oh, they'll notice, all right.
And I hope they do. I haven't had this much fun in... Oh, hello, Mrs. Iverson. Yes, yes, lovely evening. No, just a friend of Rachel's paying a visit.
He's no friend of mine.
I got them.
And the attention of every neighbor on the block. Don't you have any modesty?
No, I'm a stripper, remember? Or didn't you notice?
Then how about a sense of decency?
Highly overrated.
I figure in about 20 minutes, this house is going to be the talk of the neighborhood.
Oh, do you really think it will take that long?
Maybe not. Hello. Oh, Mamie. I thought it was you hanging out your front window. No, I appreciate that, but we've got all the ice cream we need. Yes, he is a nice-looking young man. Oh, you noticed. I'll be sure to tell her. Maybe next time. Yes, yes, next time. Mamie noticed.
See? Miss Mamie's 93 years old.
That doesn't mean she's dead. She also sends you congratulations on your boyfriend.
Oh, he is not my boyfriend. Look what you've done. I'm the laughingstock of the whole neighborhood. There is a bathroom, you know.
Excuse me, they saw me stripping. I don't think they're going to be shocked seeing me getting dressed.
Are you for real?
Every inch. What do you want me to say? It's a job. Unlike some people I know, I have to work for a living. And for an education.
Ah, come on, Leona, Millie. I think I heard the timer.
If you think I'm such a loser, why did you even ask me out in the first place?
It was a mistake, obviously. No, it wasn't a mistake. I like smart women.
Millie, Leona, come with me to the kitchen.
This has been so much more fun than bridge.
Look, this is not the real me. I mean, it's part of me, obviously, because I'm here, but I'm not into show and tell. If it makes you feel any better, without my glasses, it's all a blur. I can't really see anything.
And that means what about what?
Well, it's not like I'm actually seeing who I'm dancing for. It's sort of like I'm dancing by myself.
Well, I know three blurs in there who are taking it pretty seriously. And one of those blurs is my mother, for goodness sake.
Do you like it black or with cream, Bobby?
Black's fine, thanks.
So, I take it you're in some of my daughter's classes.
Yes, ma'am.
Not some. Almost every one of them.
So you want to be a psychologist?
Yes, ma'am. But for that, you have to get a PhD. And that takes money, and that's why I'm doing this.
I thought you were wonderful.
See? Thank you, Miss Millie. But it's really just a way to pay for school.
And Miss Mary, was she one of your dates?
Is that how she kept that smile on her face?
No. No! It wasn't like that. I didn't know the lady that way. I mean, I knew her, but...
But she hired you?
Yes. No, yes. Okay. She got me through an agency.
You need an agent to do what you do?
Do you call your agent Pimp Daddy?
No. Miss Millie, she's not a pimp. She's an agent. Just an agent. I needed a job, she needed a dancer, and dancing was something I could do. I mean, not this type of dancing, but not so different either.
Leona used to dance once.
Well, not like that. There's dancing and then there's dancing.
Oh, come on. You used to be the best dancer in town.
Well, that was a long time ago.
How about some refreshments? Mary sent some great treats from Dinkler's.
Oh, yeah, she had me special order those. And she was very specific about what had to be included. It was fun. Oh, I love Dinkler's.
Leona, pour me a drink.
Aren't you going to say that you don't drink?
I may not be in your league, but I do take a tipple every now and then.
Okay. The bar is open. What'll it be?
Johnny Walker, double. Neat.
Oh, hell. Pour me one, too. Who wants coffee at a time like this?
Ladies, I just met you, but I think I'm in love.
You don't happen to have a father around anywhere who looks like you?
No, ma'am. Plum out of fathers.
Damn. Hey, save me some of that scotch.
What about your diet?
What diet? Mary was right. Life should be a party, and I'm gonna party.
Well, I can't say it hasn't been different. Maybe I'll see you in class. Yeah, right. Can't really avoid that, can I?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone off on you like that. I'm really not always this big a jerk. I really did want to go out, but then you and then this. And everything was nice and, okay, boring before you showed up and did your...
Not bad.
For a prude.
Well, for someone who's kind of distracting in a weird sort of way.
Distracting? Weird?
I meant to say interesting instead of that weird part.
Well, I guess that's a little better. Not much, but a start.
I'm sorry about the dress. I would have liked to have seen you in it.
I don't think so. I think you were right the first time. It was a mistake.
You know, I'd really like to know what it is you've got against men. Or is it just me in particular?
They leave.
Well, not all men.
Well, the ones in my life did.
Well, then maybe what you need is a stripper in your life. I know one who'd really like to get to know you.
Fat chance.
I think it's time for champagne.
Where were you hiding that?
A woman has to have some secrets. Everybody? To Mary.
Our best friend.
We were the Four Musketeers.
One for all and all for one.
Yeah, I want to buy ears for all of us to wear, but...
Musketeers, Millie.
Not Mouseketeers.
But now there are only three of us.
How do you play bridge with only three?
It's like having a permanent dummy.
Even I won't bite on that one. It's just too easy.
It was like having an older sister. She might come down hard on you sometimes, but when you needed her, she always had your back.
She knew us.
I wish I had known her better. I only met her a couple months ago.
A couple of months?
Yeah. She called the agency. I was new, so they sent me. Miss Mary was my first call, and I was really nervous. Didn't know what to expect, it being a hospital and all. So I got an idea and came in as a doctor. She was just lying there, and when she finally looked up and saw me, she burst out laughing, and the tears just rolled down her face.
Were you dancing for her?
Oh, no, ma'am. We just talked. I asked her what she wanted, and she said, just what we're doing, talking. Said I made her feel alive again. That's all we did. Then she paid me and asked me to come back again the next day and the next. And I did. And somewhere along the way, we planned this party tonight.
How long did this go on?
Maybe 8 or 9 weeks.
And she paid you?
Well, at first she did. And then I just started coming back because I wanted to. She was the first person who seemed to really want to get to know who I was. We'd talk about my classes, what I wanted to do when I graduated, you guys.
What about us guys?
Well, she said she didn't want you to make the same mistake she did.
Mistake? What mistake?
She always said, when it's time to go, you ought to exit laughing.
Exit what?
Laughing, Miss Millie. The way she explained it, it meant doing everything you ever wanted to do and not go putting off anything until tomorrow. Because in her case, tomorrow never came. She told me she had always wanted to go to Italy and had even bought a red dress just for the occasion, but she never got to wear it. She didn't want that to happen to you guys. So she gave me this. This envelope was for you. She said I should give it to you when and if. I guess the when is now.
Oh, my.
What is it?
It's a cashier's check.
A cashier's check?
For $50,000.
Whoa! $50,000? What are we going to do with all that money?
Well, I could think of a few hundred...
Well, don't go spending it too soon. It's not addressed to us.
What do you mean?
It's a photocopy of a certified check for a Mr. Bobby Grayson.
What? Me? No. I never asked her for that. That's not why I did.
It's for your PhD.
No.
Your PhD. There's a note clip to it. I'm sure it's for you. Here.
Bobby, what did she say?
Nothing.
Come on.
Rachel, honey, maybe it's personal. You don't have to.
No. She says she was proud of me and wished she had a son like me. It's crazy. Why would she even do this?
Because she wanted to. Did she say anything else in her letter?
Yeah. But Bobby, remember, there are no free handouts. She knew getting into a PhD program was still a couple years away. The money will be held by her accountant, Herbert Wilcott.
My Herbie?
Millie's Herbie?
Yeah.
He always was so good with money.
Anyway, she says it's up to me to work for everything until I'm accepted into a PhD program. Then the money's mine.
Well, that's not going to be so hard.
That is just like Mary. Always a catch.
No, she and I were alike that way. That's why I never expected this. She always said earning my own way through college would make me stronger. And she was right. I'm not going to let her down. I never had anyone believe in me before.
Mary always was a good judge of character. Now you take that money and make her proud. Make us all proud. Because you've got three more mothers here who believe in you too. Who want to be there for that graduation.
Thanks. You've got a deal.
And I just might be there ticking you off the entire way, so don't you forget that either. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. What else is in here? Airline tickets.
Airline tickets?
I mean, vouchers. Dozens of them. Maybe more. Each for 3 first-class airline tickets to anywhere in the world.
Anywhere? There's a note.
It's Mary's handwriting. My dearest friends, these are for you so you can stop playing at life and start living it. I want you to know our getting together each week was the best part of my life. Oh, but there should have been so much more. Please go out and find it for me. All my love, Mary.
Mom, that's unbelievable.
She wants us to take the trips she never took.
She used to talk about a whole list of places she wished she had seen. You can do it for her.
I just don't think that sounds fair. Us doing all the things Mary would have wanted to do.
Oh, but you got to. It's what she wanted.
There's a P.S.
Oh, I might have known. With Mary, there was always a catch. What is it?
P.S.
What?
She says, P.S. Please take me with you.
Well, I can promise you one thing, Mary. This is one old broad that's not going anywhere without you.
Make that 2. It's going to be the 4 Mouseketeers all over the world.
Everywhere you ever wanted to go.
Mom, you are going, aren't you?
I don't know, honey. It sounds wonderful, but I've got you to consider and so many other things.
Mom, come on. I'm all grown up. Don't use me as an excuse. I'll be damned if I want you to die like Mary and never having tasted life.
Are you sure?
Of course I am.
Then so am I. Tonight was an adventure, and I want a million more.
However, that doesn't include an addiction to strippers.
Strippers? No. That's much too limiting. No offense, I'm talking about everything. As of tonight, I don't want to ever have a red dress in my closet I didn't wear. And I don't ever want that for my daughter, either. You hear me?
I hear you.
Promise?
I promise.
And that goes for you, too, young man. It's all the way, nothing less.
I promise.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
What?
They're supposed to bury Mary tomorrow. We've still got to get this urn back or all hell's going to break loose. Those heirs aren't going to settle for an empty hole.
Oh, crap. I'd completely forgotten.
What are you all going to do?
I don't know.
They're not going to be happy until that urn is in the ground.
Maybe we could just bury the urn and keep Mary. Well, it was just an idea.
Millie, sometimes you're just a genius.
I am?
Okay. We need to get the top off that urn.
No.
Here, I'll do it. Oh, this sucker's on tight.
Well, they didn't want any of Mary spilling out anyway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for crying out loud. Enough with the hand washing. Rachel, go get my Tupperware. A quart size. No, make it a gallon. With a lid.
Okay, she's open.
What's she look like?
I don't know. It's too dark in there.
Here.
No, not an old one, honey. Get me a new one.
But...
It may only be temporary, but it is still Mary.
Never mind. I don't need to see. I'm sure she's just as pretty as ever. We miss you, Mary. We all do. And thanks for the stripper. I like him.
Thanks, Miss Millie. I like you, too.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Rachel, that's better. This is a better one. Okay, Mary, it's only temporary, but we've got to do a little switcheroo, if you know what I mean. You want to pour, or you want me to?
You hold, I'll pour.
There you go. Okay.
That doesn't look much like Mary.
Okay, you're right, but I can't worry about that right now. We've got to find something to fill the urn with.
How about water?
No, it might splash.
Maybe dirt from the backyard?
That's an idea.
She looks like kitty litter.
Hmm.
Well, she does.
That is rude, Millie. Really
rude. But brilliant. You're a regular Einstein. Rachel, go get Butterbutt's litter box. I poured the last of the litter in there.
What?
Butterbutt's going to save the day. Go, go, go.
But, Mom.
Hurry. Hurry up. Hurry up. What's keeping you?
Mom, Butterbutt's litter box is occupied at the moment. Oh, this is disgusting.
Well, tell him to hurry up and get it over with.
But, Mom!
Oh, don't be such a whiner. We got the good clumping stuff. You just scoop it out when he's finished and bring the rest.
Oh, he's not happy. Neither am I.
Should I go up and help?
You've got your hands full of Miss Mary. All she's got to do is take care of a little cat poop.
Oh, my God. You'd think he was writing a book up there. I may never eat again.
Oh, come on. We got the clumping type. They say it absorbs everything.
They lie.
Okay, everybody grab a spoon and start scooping.
What are those clumps?
Don't ask. Rachel, for goodness sakes, in the urn, not on me.
Mom.
Oh, not that piece, Millie.
Why not? It's not clumped.
It's not what you want either. That side looks better. How are we doing?
Okay, it's almost full. We're getting close. Mm-hmm.
Just think, when we're finished, we can all have dessert.
You are kidding. I may never eat again. Okay, Mary, even for you, I've scooped my last scoop of Butterbutt's best.
Done. Okay, there.
Good as new. What do you say I find a way to slip this back into the funeral home? I can always say I found it if anyone asks.
Oh, my God. What would... They can bury that old, ugly urn to their heart's content. But, Mary, you're going with us, starting with Italy. And when you go, you're going to be dressed in style.
I'm thinking bright red.
The brightest.
Does Tupperware come in red?
Not Tupperware. I'm thinking cloisonné. Bright, shiny red.
And don't forget her earrings. She doesn't go anywhere without those gold earrings.
Just think of the stories we're going to be able to tell. I don't know when I'm going to die or where, but when I do, I'm going to make my exit like she said.
Me too, Leona. I'm going to exit laughing.
To Mary!
To life!
Yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed our performance of Exit Laughing by Paul Elliott, produced and directed by Catherine Thornton, John McManaman, and Diane Deegan. Tune in next time for Radioactive Theater, a production of Audio Journal.